principle number 6. I take radical responsibility instead of dismissing my faults to maintain an image. I can't even tell you how many times I've sent out an "oh shit" email to my community. Whether it was a "oh shit, here's the right link" email, or an "oh shit, I fucked up" email, or an "oh shit, that wasn't supposed to go out today" email. There have been countless emails sent. There have also been many times when I've been wrong in a social media post or misquoted something online or in person and had someone correct me. Is it embarrassing to say something wrong or share a broken link? For sure, if you let it. But as a potent leader, you mustn't let your ego take the lead. You must realize that the more you try to maintain an image, the harder it becomes for your community to connect with you, because perfection doesn't feel real. There is honor in humility, and there is freedom on the other side of radical responsibility. I know of leaders who have deleted members from their online communities because those members courageously questioned their content. I know of coaches who have shamed and blamed clients in their group programs because those clients questioned their coaching. I know of leaders who have projected their trauma onto their community in a fit of reactivity because they couldn't fathom being seen as having been wrong. I want you to understand that this type of behavior stems from our need for love and belonging, from our need to be accepted by our community. No one wants to be disliked, including you. This is why we try to protect ourselves by dismissing or ignoring our faults. When you take radical responsibility for your actions, you hold yourself with integrity. The truth is, you will fuck up. It's inevitable. But brushing your fuck-ups under the rug lacks integrity. You're better than that. Choose to take radical responsibility. Choose to admit when you're wrong so you can rehumanize your leadership.